And then there's the business assistance line. One caller told me they waited one, well, told they had to wait 1 day and 4 hours. But don't worry, the government has fixed that. They fixed the long waiting hours. Now I'm told the phone system, when you put on hold, doesn't tell you how long you have to wait. It's a good way to fix it. You don't know how long you got to wait. And if you do get a call back, then it might sound like this.
Hi, this is Shoya from Business Victoria. You have requested for a callback.
What? What? That's really help. Really, really helpful, that is. It really is. Look, there's a bit of a personal note to this today, too. And this is a snapshot of what's going on right around the country. There is total confusion at Prahran Market. I've got a lot of mates there, stall holders, small business people. I love the place. I've known these people for years, and I love it because of them. It's a delight to walk around and chat to these people about what's going on. It's footy or politics or gossip. Now, Prahran seems to be a tier one site, but it's not listed on the government website. It's not listed on the COVID website, but Prahran management put up a sign saying it is and it's closed and they don't know what happens next. Now, the people I talked to there, they've gone out to be tested today, fair enough. They might have to quarantine for 14 days. They don't know. How does their business survive that? They are frightened, they are rattled, they are worried, they are confused. This is happening all over the country. And we have to listen to these people. They are the real people in this. Governments are spinning, not listening. Now, we'll try to help, but it's part of my point today. Forget the Daniel Andrews press conferences. It's like an under 15 pie night with a shout out to the mums for providing supper. They are spinning, not listening. What we need is information. We need inspiration. We need help. We need problems fixed. We need glitches fixed. We want a straight up and down version of what's happening. So I want to hear from real people. What do you need? What are the issues? How do we help? What can we do to help? How do we get the government to listening? The government should be asking these questions. They're not. They're doing focus groups to see whether they're popular. Schools. Do we give the year 12 kids special consideration? How do we get them to listen to businesses? Contact tracing. Now, of course there'll be errors, but for heaven's sake, when there's an error, address them properly. We've heard from 96900 693 13 13 32. We've heard from the politicians and the scientists. I want to hear from what is happening in the real world. Too many in government, state and federal, are spinning, not listening.